From darkness, an aerial view flies over snow-dusted evergreen forests towards the sun rising in an amber glow behind hills on the horizon. A figure in silhouette with a bow and quiver of arrows crouches by the shore of a frozen lake. Katniss Everdeen, in a scarf, stares out intently across the chill waters. Deep in thought, she stands abruptly, aiming the bow as she hears a noise behind her.
Oh, whoa! Easy.
Katniss's breath forms clouds, and she recognizes her best friend, Gale.
Saw some turkeys on the way here. Crossed right in front of me like I wasn't even there.
How rude of them.
That's what happens. You spend 6 days a week working the mines, and stupid birds start to think they own these woods.
Katniss half smiles, unsure what to say.
When's the tour leave?
A couple hours.
Well, let's go.
Katniss removes a rabbit from a snare. Gale removes a bird from another nearby and watches her. Water tumbles over ice-covered rocks. Katniss and Gale pick their way across the boulders, moving stealthily and listening as they go. Katniss crouches down, having spotted the flock of turkeys. She reaches behind her and draws an arrow from the quiver. Completely focused, Katniss draws back the bow and looses her arrow. She flashes back to killing Marvel in the Hunger Games.
You're okay. You're safe. It's okay. You're here with me. You're with me.
The turkeys run off as Katniss panics, her eyes wide with horror.
Okay.
Sorry.
Gale watches helplessly as Katniss tries to calm down and picks up her bow.
We should go.
The pair hide their weapons in a hollow tree stump and sneak back through the broken electric fence marking the boundary of their district. With snowflakes drifting in the chill wind, they cross a frosty field and walk down a drab street. Men in steel helmets trudge listlessly towards the mines.
Are you coming to the train station?
I think you have enough people saying goodbye without me there.
Only a few I actually care about.
It might be easier if I didn't.
They're between two derelict factories.
It's only a few weeks. I'll be back before the snow melts.
Yeah, a lot can happen in a few weeks.
Are we gonna do this again? Gale, it was an act.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I did what I had to do to survive. If I didn't, I'd be dead.
Gale, standing a full head taller than her, steps forward and kisses her, cradling her head in his hands.
I had to do that. At least once.
Gale walks away, ducking through a tangle of dead branches. Katniss stands rooted to the spot and watches him go, her brow furrowed in thought. She walks through a gateway with a wrought iron sign between stone pillars bearing the words Victor's Village. She walks through an untended park with a fountain on which perches a ginger cat, which hisses as she passes.
Hey, Mitch!
She finds him asleep on the round dining room table amid empty bottles.
Hey, Mitch. Wake up, it's tour day. Hey, Mitch.
She picks up a stein and walks round his inert form. She splashes the contents onto his head. He jumps up, arms flailing, brandishing a knife, his lank hair falling into his eyes.
What are you doing?
Cameras are gonna be here in an hour. If you wanted to be babied, you should have asked PETA.
Ask me what?
Ask you to wake me without giving me pneumonia. You are a strangely dislikable person.
She puts two bottles down in front of him.
But you do have your virtues.
Would you like some bread, Katniss?
No, I ate at the hop, but thank you.
You're welcome.
You two have a lot of warming up to do before showtime.
Which is in an hour, so
Take a bath, Amish.
I just did.
Katniss crosses over to her neat mansion-like house decorated with columns and sculpted busts.
Did you have a good walk, dear?
Walk? I was just out.
We have visitors.
Two men in black leather coats.
Miss Everdeen, this way, please.
Katniss is escorted down a low-lit hall with shaded lamps on the walls to the study. The escorts leave, and she stares at the white-haired figure by the desk. President Snow. He considers her as he puts a cup and saucer down on the hardwood table.
Such bravery. Such spirit. Such contempt.
President Snow. What an honor.
My dear, I think we can make this so much simpler if we agree not to lie to each other. What do you think?
Yes, I think that would save time.
Sit down, please.
A hollow video shows Katniss offering Peeta a handful of berries and embracing in the final moments of the last Hunger Games. Snow switches off the hologram.
I have a problem, Miss Everdeen. A problem that began the moment you revealed those poison berries in the arena. If that head game maker, Seneca Crane, had had any brains at all, he would have blown you to bits then and there. But here you are. I expect you can guess where he is.
Yes, I think so.
After that fiasco, there was nothing left to do but to let you play out your little scenario. And you were very good. That whole love-crazed, besotted schoolgirl routine. Impressive, truly. You convinced the people in the capital. Unfortunately, not everyone in the districts fell for it. I mean, you can't know this, but in several of them, people viewed your little trick with the berries as an act of defiance, not as an act of love. And if a girl from District 12, of all places, can defy the capital and walk away unharmed, what is to prevent them from doing the same? What is to prevent, say, an uprising that can lead to revolution? And then in a fraction of time, the whole system collapses.
It must be a fragile system if it can be brought down by just a few berries.
Yes, it is indeed. But not in the way you imagine it.
How should I imagine?
You should imagine thousands upon thousands of your people dead. This town of yours reduced to ashes. Imagine it gone, made radioactive, buried under dirt as if it had never existed, like District 13. You fought very hard in the games, Miss Everdeen. But they were games. Would you like to be in a real war?
No.
Good. Neither would I. Did your mother make these?
Cookies.
Peeta.
Oh, he's a lovely boy. Tell me, at what point did he realize the depth of your indifference towards him?
I'm not indifferent.
Don't lie. You promised.
He nibbles a cookie held in a black-gloved hand.
Why don't you just kill me now?
I don't want to kill you. I want us to be friends. But if not friends, then allies.
What do I need to do?
When you and Peeta are on tour, you need to smile. You need to be grateful. But above all, you need to be madly prepared to end it all in love. You think you can manage that?
Yes.
Yes, what?
I'll convince them.
No. Convince me.
He smiles and takes a white rose from his buttonhole.
For you, Miss Everdeen.
Snow drops the rose on the desk and rises to his feet.
Do convince me. For the sake of your loved ones.
As he leaves, a video of Gale kissing Katniss plays on a holoscreen. She stares at it open-mouthed. Effie Trinket in huge bouffant wig, a coat adorned with fur and furry boots, minces into the village with two assistants.
Stop! Take it all in. This is sacred ground. History was made here.
She wrinkles her nose and wafts fur-covered cuffs.
You'll get used to the smell.
Hello!
Oh! There she is. Girl. My greatest triumph.
Little superstar. Sweetie, we've missed you.
Oh, what a cute little house. So quaint, isn't it? Mm. Of course, you've heard about Senna.
What happened to Senna?
Oh, dear. He's a fashion star. You're his muse. Everyone in the capital's wearing him. Everyone.
Well, not everyone.
Oh,
Senna.
She hugs Senna happily.
Katniss?
Katniss, is this your sister? Oh, sweetie.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Ready to work?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Cut to Caesar Flickerman.
Welcome! Welcome! Last year, the 74th Hunger Games brought us the greatest love story of our time. Two brave young people, against all odds, chose to die rather than to lose each other. As a nation, we shared their agony. But we had so little time to revel in their joy.
Well, it's today, time.
That patient.
She's done. She's lovely. We must feed the monster.
Oh, let's go to District 12 and find our star.
You're excited. Stars. You're in love. Big smiles for the camera in 3, 2, 1.
There she is, Katniss Everdeen, the girl on fire.
A remote camera is outside her front door. Effie ushers her with a flourish of white fur.
And there he is, Peeta Mellark, the baker's boy.
Peeta strides out of his house opposite Katniss's. They meet, embrace, then fall on a patch of ice.
Uh-oh, whoa, oh, Dublin paradise.
I hope they're all right.
Katniss, on top of Peeta, kisses him.
ahem. Anyone at home? Should we come back later?
Sorry, Caesar.
No, please, it's all right. It's your day.
It's your day.
So, how's it going?
We're good.
That's it? That's all we get? We're good, so taciturn all of a sudden. Peeta, give me some details.
He freezes as a remote cam closes in.
Yeah, things are great here in 12.
Thanks to the generosity of the Capitol, we've never been closer.
25 yards, to be exact.
Fantastic. We'll be checking in with both of you throughout the victory tour. Thank you so much, Captain 17 and Peeta Lamar.
They smile and wave happily.
We are out of here in 10.
It was nice acting.
You too.
Almost thought that kiss was real.